Hi, this is Dale Buchanan, the host of Puppy Talk Podcast. Before we get started today, I wanted to let you know of my new book, The Complete Puppy Training Manual. It's available on Amazon in four formats: Kindle ebook, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. You can find it on Amazon right now. It's called The Complete Puppy Training Manual, and I will put a link in the show notes of this episode. I'm Dale Buchanan, and this is Puppy Talk, the podcast that offers free advice and tips for raising a happy, healthy, and obedient puppy. For more information on this podcast, visit us online at puppytalkpodcast.com. Welcome to Puppy Talk, episode number 96. I'm your host, Dale Buchanan, and today I want to discuss commands I don't recommend for puppies. There are three specifically that a lot of new puppy owners are using that I don't recommend. We have great alternatives to these commands, and these three are no, stop, and off. All of these commands are unnecessary in a puppy training program, which is why I don't include them in my puppy training program. The commands that I include in my program are sit, down, stay, come, leave it, drop it, and bed. Sometimes with puppies, we get a chance to teach them wait or slow down or something like that. When training a puppy, it's very important to focus on what you want the puppy to do, not what you want it to stop doing. Here's an example. Instead of telling your puppy to get off the furniture by using the command off, teach it to lay on its bed and stay to prevent the impulse of thinking about jumping on the furniture. You see how productive that can be. And there's a great example that you use with children, which is if your children are eating on your furniture and you don't want them eating on your furniture, and you say to them, don't eat on the couch, you're not telling them where you want them to eat. They could go eat on the chair or eat somewhere else that you don't approve. It's easier just to say to them, you're not allowed to eat on the couch, just eat at the table. Please bring your food over to the table and eat there. Thank you. Then the problem is solved. The child knows what to do and knows what it can't do. It's very simple and very straightforward. Another example using the word stop. Instead of telling your puppy to stop jumping, teach it to sit or lay down and stay. We want four on the floor, meaning four paws on the floor, and they get rewarded for that. So we're stopping that impulse of jumping before it gets started. This is how you properly train a puppy. Instead of them jumping and then you're saying stop, down, off, no, you call in their name, you're just reinforcing the behavior. So you have to be very careful about the timing that you give to puppies when you're training them with commands that are corrections. It's best to not use the corrections, like the child example that I mentioned a minute ago, and just go right into focusing on what you want the puppy to do, teach them that, reinforce that, and then they're not going to be thinking about jumping on people or getting up on furniture. Another example is when people use the word no when they're pulling on the leash. The dog pulls on a leash and you say no, and then you call their name. Dixie, no. Dixie, no pulling. Dixie, stop. Stop pulling. All you're doing is making them pull more. So what you want them to do is you want to focus on them walking next to you calmly on a loose leash. The science of this is to focus on the outcome that you want. Don't focus on the problem. That's why words like off, stop, and no focus on fixing or stopping the problem temporarily. They don't focus on a solution. Dog training and puppy training is about solutions to problems, not temporary band-aids. We don't want to be giving the no command over and over and over and over because the puppy isn't doing anything that you want and listening to you. Another thing that's important to note is every command that you give the puppy has to be programmed into their brain, which is their software. So if the puppy doesn't know the word off, stop, or no, then they're not going to do it. You have to program every command. For example, if I'm teaching sit, and I say to the puppy, sit. When his rear touches the ground, I mark it with a yes or a click and then give the food reward. That's programming that software in the puppy's brain to know exactly what sit means so that in the future when you say sit, they sit. It's very hard to program the commands off, stop, and no. I prefer to use the command leave it, which is a universal command for impulse control. How we train this is we put the puppy in a down, we put a little food in front of them about 2 feet away, and we say leave it. So they can only get to the food when we release them with the word okay, and then they can get the food. This teaches them patience, frustration tolerance, and impulse control. So you can see how the leave it command can be very useful for a puppy. Another thing you can do is you can use sounds. I like to use the sound ah-ah when the puppy's play biting or when they're about to do something that you know they shouldn't be doing or get something in their mouth that they shouldn't be picking up. Say ah-ah to interrupt their thought pattern, and then you have to redirect them to what you want them to do. That's called correct it and redirect it. The important part is the redirection, because they're going to get rewarded for doing something that you want them to do, and puppies are going to do more of what they're rewarded for. Another thing to remember is that if you're giving a lot of corrections to your puppy, they're going to get frustrated and annoyed and eventually check out from everything you say. All you're doing is nagging them to do something better. That's not a good way to build trust with your puppy and develop a harmonious living relationship with them. Puppy training is about creating a harmonious, stress-free relationship with you and your puppy so you two can live together and not have any problems in the future. This is the same with any relationship, and the relationship with your puppy has to be developed under trust, respect, leadership, guidance, rules, boundaries, and so forth. I hope this information was helpful to you. If you have any questions, please contact me through the website, puppytalkpodcast.com. Have a great day. This is Dale Buchanan, host of Puppy Talk Podcast. I have an announcement of a new book that I just published called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback, soon to be available on audiobook. You can find out all the details of this book using the link in the show notes. It's called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's a comprehensive book with a simple and effective way to help potty train your puppy, and it really works. Check out the link in the show notes.